Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Some people already upset at me because you're like, why are you bringing Carson back into this?
He gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Because you had him. Don't get mad at me. Kenny D just sent me something from David Pollack because Pollack got asked a question on his podcast about is Georgia locked to make the playoffs, and get mad at David Pollack because he said no. He's telling you. Pollack is he's not lying. So when we talk about the reason why, if that's the case, what is it? What's the makeup of the team and why? What are they lacking? Okay, you beat Kentucky. Great. These games are going to get harder. Ole Miss is going to be a real challenge. As I said, Mike, the Texas game doesn't look as fascinating just because of what you saw last week.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they won't come in and give you a challenge. It doesn't mean they won't come in and battle. And you just don't know, man. That's what's crazy about this college football season. It's upside down. Texas Tech is in the top 10. It's like, what the hey is going on? Indiana is back in the top 10. You're like, what is happening here?
Well, Georgia is 11th right now in passing yards in the SEC. Okay, Tennessee obviously lights it up. You're looking up at Texas and all that they're dealing with. You're just ahead of Florida, you know, and the inconsistency that Lagway's had. Obviously, a great game last week. So this is where, as a fan, you go, okay, what's going on here? You know, I mean, and the quarterback conversations you and I have had for years about Georgia. Mm. They're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th in rushing. Not surprising.
Okay.
So, sometimes, and I thought, you know, at times just run the ball, Bobo, that's fine. You know, you want physicality, give Kentucky physicality. You covered the spread. We spent a lot of time debating that. And now you get an Auburn game. And the Auburn game, it feels like it could be a lot like what Texas just dealt with down in the swamp. It's a tricky game. You know, Auburn is not there yet. I think this is a year for Auburn fans where you're saying, you know, please, you know, Hugh Freeze, give us a sign. Well, you're 3-2, right? And you've lost. Look, you got screwed by the refs in Oklahoma. You lost a tough game in A&M. This is not a bad Auburn team. You know, I know that it's hard to judge what they did against Ball State, South Alabama. They beat Baylor to start the season. I thought they could have beat Oklahoma. I thought the refs completely jobbed them in that one.
Yes, I did too.
This is a very tough game for the Georgia Bulldogs coming up on Sean McDonough, by the way.
Oh, it is?
I love football. What's it called? So that'll be your ABC call, 3:30. 7:30, I should say. Under the lights, Jordan Hare.
Is it harder to play there at night?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Now, look, I've debated this with, and you and I have talked about it. You know, Tennessee, it was certainly cooking when Georgia was there, you know, a few months ago. Aside from the folks trying to get in the stadium, they couldn't get in because of all the issues. But Jordan Hare, with the way the sound just bounces off the glass, I don't know what it is. To me, Jordan Hare is just the loudest of all the SEC stadiums I've been to, and I've been to almost all of them.
It is, man. I'm with you on this. I'm just trying to, you know, the night thing. People talk about, is it better to play at 3:30?
And that eagle starts flying around, man. Come on.
It's nuts. It's nuts. The noon game sucks, right? The 3:30 game is always interesting, but now you're talking about under the lights, it's going to be a lot tougher. Hey, Daily Downloads brought to you by Atkins Ford, guys, where the end of the year deals start now. It's Dukes and Bell. By the way, follow us on social media. Appreciate all the input at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929 and this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Day-Day behind the glass today, our executive producer. He's doing all the things. Big O is off, and he'll be back tomorrow. But, Mike, as we talk about the world of college football, it's going to get us into some of the things we're talking about. Coming up, by the way, we will get into the NFL here in about 10 minutes. Vikings beat the Browns over in London. We're heading overseas. Mike, that countdown to that trip is coming.
It's coming up, baby. I know a lot of Falcon fans. And by the way, hit me up at Mike Bell ATL if you are going to Germany, and we can maybe have a few don't know, schnitzels, and then a beer or two over there in Berlin. But it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. The European games, I know they're not going anywhere. Some people can take them or leave them.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, for some folks, you know, it's the two things I don't like. I hate losing a home game if you're the home team. And for some, it's just cost prohibitive, and I get all that. But I'm looking forward to this one getting, you know, first off, it's the stadium. For those who know, Day-Day's a huge track and field guy. That's the stadium where Jesse Owens stuck Correct. It to the Nazis, where we made history. You know, I mean, and just to be in that, like obviously it's been had
redone.
It's had a facelift too. But still, just the thought of just being in there, that's as a sports fan, I'm looking forward to that.
No, it's historic. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of history there in and around that area as well. Mm. It'll be cool for Falcon fans to experience that. That is a few weeks away, but we'll talk about what went down in the NFL. On a week where the Falcons were off, we get no help. Miami blows it against Carolina. They win. Mm. The Saints get their first win of the season. So in a week where you're like, hey, we got a bye week. Our division, we're going to get some help. We got zero.
Spencer Rattler's first win as Saints quarterback, as a starter.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the Bucs, and that game was, that was fun to watch. I was popping on the red zone. Boom. You know, why do women hate the red zone? My wife. Can't we just watch one game?
Too much going on?
Well, women, I hate the remote thing with guys.
Teams are about to score.
I'm like, honey, this is what it was designed for. Exactly. So I get all the action. That's what the red zone is there for. I also thought those throwbacks, I was going to save it for guy talk. I love those jerseys going back to 76. The Buccaneer Bruce, the creamsicles for the Buccaneers going against the old school Seahawks in that blue and green looked great.
It did. And it was the best game of the day, by the way, by far. And Baker leads them to victory. More on that coming up right now. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Well, it's all college football, guys. Let me hear Gunnar Stockton after Georgia defeats Kentucky 35-14. They covered! And Stockton, after the game, was talking about executing.
I thought we did good today as far as executing. I think it started with practice when we got back and just attack practice and try to get better. Yeah, that was just the emphasis of starting fast and not being lull and kind of lulling to sleep and just starting fast and getting out of the gate.
Yeah, that was the key. Honestly, it'll be the key the rest of the season. You can't come out and asleep and at the wheel, Mike, and then expect to get back into it in the third and fourth quarter. And that's what it felt like in the Bama game, right? It was like you got punched in the face, and it was like, okay, I don't know the reasoning behind that. Kirby's talked about it. He says, look, practices, we start fast. We're not coming out here lollygagging at practice, so sometimes you just can't explain it. Meanwhile, you were at this game. Carson Beck, 40-yard touchdown to Malachi Toney. This kid is unbelievable. On a fourth down, it made the score 20-3. This was 28-3 in the fourth quarter. It wasn't close, but Carson Beck was big.
Fletcher is the back. Beck looking to throw. They bring pressure. It's picked up. Caught. Toney off and running. Malachi Toney. He doesn't lose foot races. Fourth down, touchdown as the Canes stretch the lead from 40.
You remember back in the day, real quick, when Miami seemed like they were just faster than everybody else?
Well, that's what it felt like in person Saturday. At the 28-3, funny you bring that up, because that's when I said to Dave, I go, we're leaving! And it was time to head over to Madison Social and imbibe. And then Florida State made it look presentable, but that was garbage time. And touchdown Tommy, unfortunately, the luster has come off him. A little noodle arm, unfortunately, twice. He was very emotional on the sideline, apologizing to all his teammates. It felt like at the start of the season, before they beat Alabama, 7 or 8 wins and maybe a Cheez-It bowl felt pretty good for FSU, and that's kind of where they're trending. They'll have to go to Death Valley at Clemson, but yeah, frustrating. That Virginia game did expose some of the weaknesses on defense, and that's why, if you're Alabama, how did you lose that game? How did you forget about how good your wide receivers were in that game? But either way, FSU drops to 3-2. Some folks surprised they're still in the AP top 25, just barely. But to see Miami in person at Carl's Point, Carson Beck, clean, 20 of 27, 4 touchdowns, only 1 sack on him. As we said, the Noles couldn't get the heat. And unfortunately, when the Florida State Seminoles couldn't get a touchdown to start the game, just felt bad, and Miami was off and running.
The upset of the day.
They look real, by the way. You think they're better than Ohio State?
Yes. They're the best team in the country, in my opinion. The upset of the day was UCLA beating Penn State 42-37. Again, if you just saw the score, you'd be like, oh, this was a blowout. And Penn State scored 16 points in the fourth quarter. But the story was Nico Iamaleava, guys, 5 touchdowns, threw 3, ran for 2. Here's what he said after the game.
We got a great win, man. Finally, man, we were able to pull out a win, and man, the belief we had in each other was still there throughout even a tough start. So,
New coach, interim coach.
Right. He makes Rick. And by the way, how much does Rick Neuheisel's kid look, just look like Rick Neuheisel?
He looks just like him.
He's never got the same teeth. But anyway, Rick Neuheisel's kid was coaching tight ends. So he's the OC. They got him on his shoulders. The only thing that was sad, you only had him 30-some-odd thousand people there. So when they rushed the field, it was like, yay. But that was one, and I've got my wife's from Central PA, Pennsylvania, some call it. They're over James Franklin. It's one thing to lose the games against Ohio State and Michigan, but to lose that one, boy, his rep is taking such a hit. Now everybody is so aware of just how just futile they've been against ranked opponents, let alone a loss like that.
A loss. This one was bad because, again, UCLA, for those who don't know, was 0-4. They looked like the worst
team. Well, you and I bet it.
We did. They looked like the worst team in college football. And then this happened. So it's evident that James Franklin's team was not ready to play. By the way, again, UCLA scores. Onside kick, recover, score. Like, this was like Franklin was, oh, what are we doing? It looked so discombobulated, and that's why everybody's killing him right now. It's Dukes and Bell. By the way, as I mentioned, Daily Download brought to you by our friends at Atkins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now. Speaking of Franklin, let's hear him after this game, Mike.
Coaches, the players in the locker room, offense, defense, and special teams. The reality is we didn't play well enough in all three phases to win the game. And there's going to be a lot out there to divide. And we got to tune all that out and stick together.
Good luck with that. Yeah, man. It's a school that, as we said to start the show, kind of how Ohio State kind of kept their upperclassmen intact for their roster. Michigan did it 2 years before. This was the year that it's Penn State's turn. Not so much.
Everybody stayed. You're right.
But as you said, it's still, you know, an opportunity for them. Now they got two losses in the Big Ten. Maybe it's a good thing they don't play in the Big Ten championship game. Who knows? how frustrated were you as a Texas fan watching what went down at the Swamp?
I was just frustrated in the fact that they've invested in O-line and they're not protecting to save their lives. Like, Arch got sacked six and a half times or something of that nature, Mike. I think they had 9 quarterback hits on him where either he let the ball go, boom, he's getting hit. That was really the story of the game. And the other part of the story was 3-4-11. Remember when the Dogs couldn't get off the field against Alabama and Kirby was talking about what were they, 11 for 19 on third down? 3-4-11 on third down. Those were the frustrating things, and that's why Sark's catching a lot of heat. But I got to tell you something. They pulled out a trick play. They blew it. Wide open wide receiver should have had a touchdown. Arch overthrows a wide receiver that's wide open behind the defense. Two easy touchdowns that they didn't make. So it wasn't, again, it's a little bit deceiving to say, but Florida, man, give them credit because they played great.
Jaden Ball rushed for 107 yards. I just felt when the game was still a one-possession game, Texas abandoned the run.
Yes, they did.
And to me, this goes back to Steve Sarkisian, who, again, great guy. We knew when he was here with the Falcons. That's like, and my dad just said, don't hit the chicken switch. You know, if you're a coach and you give up on something. And to me, that was hitting the chicken switch.
It was 52 yards total. But I'll tell you this, Mike, Florida's wide receiving core, they've gotten healthy. And that's why DJ Lagway looked different in this game.
21-28, too, by the way.
Georgia, be alert. I'm telling you, like that Florida team you saw a couple of weeks ago, the guys he got back, and this freshman sensation, this kid.
Well, that's the thing. When you get to the cocktail party where, you know, it's just a game. You've always said it's about physicality. Last year, Lagway, when he gets knocked out of the game, you know, Georgia was able to eke it out. This is a game when you look at that Florida defense.
They're strong.
And you're like, and that Georgia offensive line with guys, young players, freshmen, having to shuffle the deck and move guys around on that old line. Again, don't get ahead. First things first, take care of your business against Auburn. But it's a scary proposition.
It is. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let the Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. More college football along the way. It was a big college football weekend. Obviously, Falcons off on the bye this week. So we're going to get into plenty of NFL conversation. I will tell you right now, everybody, and we're about to talk about it too, is talking about what the hell happened in Indianapolis. Nobody really knows the full story, but I got to tell you something. This looks suspicious. And I don't know what happened, but this Mark Sanchez story is just getting more and more interesting by the hour.
I mean, I stayed at that hotel. I didn't think they offered Maker's Mark with a bath with a bath salts floater.
We're coming back. We're going to talk NFL. 4th and 1's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.